So what I study is invasive species, and what invasive species are is alien species whose introduction does or is likely to cause economic or environmental harm, or harm to human health. All right. So these are species which are brought in from other areas to new areas, and the reason why they're problematic is because the natural world or the natural environment may not be adapted to these species, as well as society may not be adapted to these species. As well, these species may be released from their natural predators or parasites. All right. So most species which are brought in do not cause harm, but there are some of them that cause immense amounts of damage. Here we just have a few examples of some of the best known ones. These are zebra mussels. All right. It's one of the major invasive species that cause damage in North America. They cause extirpation of native clams. Here we just have a picture of a shore just littered with zebra mussel shells. So zebra mussels here cause changes in the physical environment, the entire trophic structure of an environment, of an ecosystem. And here we have a pipe, which is just entirely encased in zebra mussel shells. All right, so they cause a lot of damages to industry as well. All right, it's been estimated that they cause about $100 million of damages to the states. All right. As another example, we have the sea lamprey. This little black thing here is sea lamprey in the Great Lakes. And they attach to trout. And these are the kinds of injuries that they cause to trout. As just one final example, here we have a relatively new invader, which came in about 3 years ago to the East Coast. And this big blob, all these blobs here, basically cover the mussels and cause immense hardship for the mussel farmers in Prince Edward Island, which accounts for about 77% of the mussels in Canada. Overall, it's been estimated that invasive species cost the U.S. about $137 billion per year. So it's very important from a societal point of view. From an ecological point of view, it's also very interesting. So I'm an ecologist by training, and the ecology of invasion is fairly simple to conceptualize. Species come from somewhere, they get transported to new areas, usually by things that we do, and it's at this point that they can either establish and increase in abundance and spread, and then cause impacts. All right. So the reason why that is interesting from an ecological point of view is that we can use a lot of the ecological theory to answer these questions, as well, this provides us with a case study for ecology. All right. So for instance, dispersal, one of the key ideas in ecology, is central to the idea of spreading organisms, of spreading invasive species. As well, population dynamics, so how and why populations fluctuate over time, is another issue that's central to the establishment of invasive species, and is one of the key questions that they also ask in ecology. As well as niches, so why do certain organisms live in certain areas, and can we predict these things? And finally, as with most of science, there's lots of things we do not know, and so uncertainty and stochasticity, both in terms of the models we have as well as randomness, are integral throughout the entire process and are things that we need to consider. So the things which my lab and I am interested in is building predictive models, so trying to predict which species will invade, where they'll occur, what effects they'll have, and what we should do about them. To do so, I use both mathematical models and statistical models, integrate that with computer simulations, and link that with field experiments and field data that I and other people have collected, as well as published results, to make predictions. All right, thanks for your time.